Welcome to Be Motivated Monday, BMM, the podcast. We hope to provide insight and inspiration to empower you in your Monday to be your best self. We might get in your business, challenge you to be introspective, do a little personal reflection, and set our BMM intentions through what we call affirm action to lead you to self-accountability. Because Monday is motivating. Listen to BMM the podcast at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on Apple and or Google Podcast. Hello, I'm Trina Mall, BMM host. New year, a new chapter, a new verse, or just the same old story? Ultimately, we write it. The choice is ours. Alex Moritz. Be Motivated Monday, 2025, new year, new you, reset. Welcome to 2025. Happy Motivated Monday. Happy Monday. Can you believe today is our 170th episode? Let me repeat that, 170 episodes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to BMM the podcast. Thank you. Oh, how I love the first month of a new year. It is such a great time to reset. Reset defined as taking action to set again, change, and adjust. Recently, while I was using a power outlet in my house, I noticed that the device I was trying to charge was not charging. I took the plug out of the socket and I plugged it back in. Nothing. Then I went to the main panel and hit the red reset button and voila, oh my gosh, everything was set again, changed and adjusted. The device was plugged back in and working as it was supposed to. I think we are a lot like that, and especially for a new year ahead of us. Sometimes we keep plugging ourselves to the same old socket. Could it be the same old complaints, murmurs, limiting beliefs, disappointments, intentions, even intentions that are not even relevant anymore, the past, and even relationships that possibly you've outgrown or no longer serving you positively? What's the plug that is giving you no energy? Then there's the rechecking of ourselves, as I did with that plug, just to ensure it was working or not. How often do we spend time, or time we should not, cannot, and will not waste on meaningful things, tasks, actions, thoughts, activity, and people that is just not working any longer? Well, maybe today is your day and it's time for your new year, new you reset. A time to take action to set again, change, and adjust. I love resets because they are not limited on when, where, and how often. Only that you acknowledge that it is time for you to reset. Maybe you reflected on your 2024. And if you haven't, I would encourage you to do so. I've heard from far too many people that have shared their 2024 was hard. It was ugh. Or maybe it was just not your best year. As I've shared, my 2024 was a stretch year. And you know, stretching is good. Stretching is necessary. But that's another BMM episode. And today it is about you, your new year, your new you, and your reset. Your reset for 2025. What do you need? What do you want? And what will you reset today, this day, for your new year and for the year ahead? I believe a reset starts with a vision, your vision. What is your 2025 vision? What do you see of yourself? How do you see yourself? And what do you want to become? Sometimes it starts with as simple as just one word, a one word to declare for your 2025. I have declared for my 2025 to thrive. Again, what is your 2025 one word? Capture it, write it, yell it, sing, share it, and start the activation process. Let's start with the end in mind. It's December 31st, 2025. Who are you? Who did you become? What did you learn? Who did you meet? What did you accomplish? What did you do for yourself? Okay, just some questions to get you to start thinking and to get you started. Next, let's deal with our stop. What are some things you need to just stop doing that is not serving you well for this upcoming year? Are there habits and behaviors that held you back in the past? Hey, be honest with yourself. Take note of them and commit to letting it go. I'll share. I will stop saying I'm going to do. I have decided to use affirmative words and I will, period. See, I will, there's no more after that. So I will, period. Thank you. Next, what will you start? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And what do you want to achieve this year? Perhaps a healthier lifestyle or new or improved relationships. You would like to save X amount of dollars. Take a dream vacation or trip. Mark something off that bucket list or maybe start a new hobby. Write down your top 3 to 5 intentions or priorities and make them actionable, or as I say, make it happen. The key is to start small and to be consistent. Don't try to tackle too much at once. Focus on one or two things that will have the biggest impact in your life. Now let's deal with our mind, our mindset. What kind of attitude do you want to adopt this year? Do you want to be more positive and confident and resilient? Are you living the A of G, an attitude of gratitude? My intention in 2025 is to share with others my gratitude and to be specific in the gratitude. So today, I'll start. I am grateful today for you all listening and supporting BMM to get it to the 170th episode. Thank you. You see, when I started the A of G and I started to share daily my gratitude with others, it shifted my mindset, my attitude, my thoughts, and actions all for the good. Hey, try it. You might just like it and get contagious with it. Remember me, mindset is everything. When we focus on the good, we attract more good into our lives. So take some time to reframe your thoughts and start seeing challenges as opportunities. So as we leave this Monday, this day, today, you reflected, you reset, and now you have a new mindset with the right attitude. Now it's time to create the actions. Take the next 10 minutes to write down 3 specific actions you'll take this week towards your new you, toward your new intentions, and toward you being your best self. Our goal is to make progress, not perfection. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. Just focus on the first step. Remember to be intentional. Remember to be consistent. It is key for your new you. Ready to reset? I sure am. Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. Connect with us at bmm@trinamall.com or like BMM, share, rate, and review us. I can hardly wait for tomorrow. It means a new life for me each and every day. Stanley Kuntz. Because Monday is motivating. What you waiting for? It's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new Monday. It's time for you to be a new you. Reset.